Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If you've ever walked the streets of a major downtown area in a big city, or even across a college campus, there's a fairly good chance that you'll run into somebody who is out there calling people to follow Jesus, which is a good thing. But sometimes the way they phrase things can throw you off a bit, particularly for those of us who are Catholic, because people will say, "Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?" And our brains don't work that way. Our brains work a little differently. So here I'm going to give you the perfect way to answer that question. I accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Because as Catholics, we really buy in with our whole selves what St. Paul talked about when he spoke of all of us being members of one body. And that we come before Jesus as a community. We drag everybody along with us. Well, it's the Holy Spirit that we don't often understand in this way, but it's the Holy Spirit that knits us all together, that holds us together as that one body that Paul speaks about. And there is something profoundly comforting about knowing that, that the Spirit knits us together as one body. Because I'm not sure you feel this way like I do, but I recognize how many times I make mistakes, how many times I sin, how many times I screw up. And it's comforting to know that there are some of you saintly people that help to drag me along, that hold me in the body of Christ, even though I don't deserve it. We're about community. Now, quite a few years ago, in another parish, as I was pastor, we did a trip to a Tiger game down at Comerica Park. And if you've ever taken a church group to anything, be it kids to Cedar Point, or a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, or a baseball game, that term "herding cats" is fairly accurate. And this game was one of those where there were a ton of hits, which is exciting, but it was also like 4 hours long. And one of our group, a member of the body of Christ, got bored and decided to leave the stadium and go have a beer at a local establishment. The problem was he stopped watching the game, so he didn't realize when it was over. Well, I recognized as my job as pastor, shepherd, I had to go find him. Well, needless to say, the lights were off in the stadium, every other bus had long since departed, when I finally found him in a mild panic walking around the stadium. Got him on the bus. Actually, didn't kill him like I wanted to, because everybody else was annoyed with him more than I was. But I don't think that's a bad understanding of what I mean when I say we drag everybody kicking and screaming to the fullness of the kingdom. And the reason why we can do that is because we have the Holy Spirit in our midst, knitting us together as one body.